This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program that's also on the internet and some satellite stations where you can call, take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. You can join us, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
All right, so I read this earlier last week at some point, and I was just like, I have to bring this in for the show. This is from Reason.com. A drive-thru window saved his business, but now he's being forced to shut it down. Zoning officials concede Robert Baltierra's drive-thru window isn't causing any problems, but they say it's a code violation, and he has to close anyway.
Makes no sense.
When public health orders close his restaurant's doors, Robert Baltierra's opened a window. Now city zoning officials are closing that, too. For the past 13 years, Baltierra's has owned and operated the Mexican restaurant Taco Boy from its current location on a corner of busy Mission Street in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. When the pandemic hit in 2020, Taco Boy, like all food and drink establishments in Michigan, were required by the state to shut down the dining room that brought in almost all of its revenue. In response, Baltierra has decided to open up a dormant drive-through window that had come with the building and had been used by its previous occupants, a pharmacy and a restaurant. This facilitated enough takeaway orders to keep Taco Boy, a 50-year-old business Baltierra has inherited from his father, on its feet during the worst of COVID-19. So, just to sum it up here, dude's running a restaurant. The city says, hey, COVID, you can't have people in your restaurant anymore. We're shutting everybody down. He was like, oh, crap, what am I going to do? He had a drive-thru window that he had not been using in the building. And he's like, oh, bing, I got an idea. I'll open the drive-thru window. People can still call, get their orders, go online, whatever. And they can just drive up and get their stuff. And bam, I can at least still do some business.
Yeah, you got to love how when it comes to, you know, goods, services, going to work, things like that. Like, this is an emergency situation, and you've just got to put up with the fact that you can't do as much as you ought to. But when it comes to following unnecessary regulations, oh no. We will follow every single stupid rule to the letter.
For a small time, his move to open the drive-thru window proved uncontroversial. Late last year, however, city officials told Baltierra's that the drive-thru window was not allowed by Mount Pleasant's zoning code. Neighboring businesses have their own drive-thrus, and the city concedes that Baltierra's drive-thru window is causing no noise or traffic impacts. Nevertheless, the city says it has to close. Quote, without the drive-thru, I don't even know if I would be able to make it. I would have to let some employees go. It's going to hurt, Baltierra tells Reason.
So I just don't understand if other businesses have a drive-thru window that they are using, and if his drive-thru window isn't causing any issues, and if he's following all of their stupid other rules for as far as like COVID regulations goes, I don't understand the I don't even know how they have the authority to tell him that he can't run his drive-thru window.
Well, I mean, they're the government, and they're, you know, he's going to do what they say.
Just because the rule doesn't make any sense whatsoever doesn't mean that we won't kill you for not following it.
Well,
I mean, my thought is like, okay, I think that zoning laws are like stupid and evil. simultaneously.
Yes.
Like,
true.
In general, at all. A zoning law is stupid. I mean, like, if you go back in history, for a very long time, people literally lived above their shops. That was just standard practice. So, I mean, like, the idea that you're going to separate the place you live, oh, you can't live here, this is a commercial zone, you can't have a business here, this is a resident, like, it's insane. But, I mean, the fact that you're going to so finely slice it that, okay, well, this is a restaurant zone. Like, this isn't just a commercial zone. This is a restaurant zone, but this isn't a drive-through window restaurant zone. This is a sit-down restaurant zone.
Yeah.
It's like, but you told me I couldn't have a sit-down restaurant. That's correct.
That's right. You just die.
You're getting to the crux of it. There, yeah. People's Mountaineer. At issue is a provision in Mount Pleasant's zoning code mandated by state law that drive-thrus must have a minimum of 200 feet of stacking space. That's how many cars can fit into the drive-thru at a time without impeding either on-site movement of vehicles or access to the property from the street. Because those 200 feet extend into Taco Boy's parking lot, city staff says it interferes with the on-site movement of vehicles and thus has to go.
But at one point, somebody was using a drive-thru window there.
Two businesses before his were using.
So,
because those 200, oh, we said that, Belthiers argues he's being singled out, as neighboring businesses with drive-thrus that also aren't up to code are allowed to operate unmolested. And that's the proper terminology I would use. He also argues that his drive-thru hasn't generated any complaints or issues for surrounding property owners. The city doesn't disagree with Belletier's on the latter point. A report prepared by city staff on Belletier's drive-thru notes, there have been no complaints regarding traffic coming or going from the site or issues associated with noise with adjoining properties.
I'm not saying that anyone is bothered by this behavior. I'm just saying that if you keep doing it, I will kidnap you.
Yeah.
And torture you.
It's still a code violation, whether or not it's, you know, impacting anybody. It's the letter of the law. I have to follow the letter of the law.
Yeah, I really wish that things operated the way that I was once told at least in Colorado, the nudity laws worked, where unless someone says something, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Where, like, no, you're allowed to, unless someone tells you that it bothers them. And then you're not. I mean, I at least wish that laws would fall back to that point, where, like, unless it actually bothers somebody, they don't enforce laws. That would be nice. Sane way to run a civilization.
That would make sense, right? Even, like, going to, like, marijuana laws and stuff like that. Like, nobody cares if you're smoking weed.
Right.
So why is it an issue?
Right. It should be as easy as if you're not hurting anyone or damaging anybody else's property or even, you know, like causing anybody any, you know, inconvenience, I guess.
Yeah.
Then you should be able to do whatever you want to do, including opening the used-to-be drive-through window at your restaurant.
Are you insinuating that victimless crimes aren't real?
I'm not insinuating. I'm straight out stating.
Well, and this really does put the lie to the purpose of government. I mean, we get fed this idea that governments exist for our benefit. They don't.
No.
Governments exist for the benefit of the powerful people running them. They want power. Governments are an effective way to get people to put up with them controlling your life.
Yeah. And they attract some of the worst people on planet Earth.
And it's an effective way to steal money from people without them causing much of a ruckus.
The article continues, but the lack of stacking space makes that a moot point, says Brian Kench, a building official with the Mount Pleasant City Government. Kench tells Reason that non-conforming drive-thrus are grandfathered into the stacking space requirements so long as they've been in continuous operation since the rules came into effect. If they cease operation for a year or more, it would have to comply with current zoning requirements, Kench says. The letter of the law. That means that Bellaterra's drive-through, which was shuttered for over a decade, cannot be grandfathered in and instead must now meet these new requirements. Is there anything this guy can do? We'll find out here on Free Talk Live. Talk more about this, plus your calls and thoughts coming up. 603-283-6160. This is the Sunday Night Edition of Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Yes, welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in and listening, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. The phones are packed right now, so keep trying if you're attempting to get through. 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
I need to tell you that we've been telling you how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide for the first time, and it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with only an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, then buy ITR, that's the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org, and now buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. All right, we'll continue with this article about Mr. Balotieres and his adventures in opening the drive-through window at his restaurant, which has been running for 13 years because, you know, the state shut him down under COVID, and so the only way he could keep his business alive was by opening this drive-through window. But they say no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. You cannot have your drive-thru window because it violates a code, even though it's causing no harm to anybody anywhere. And right, other businesses around also are running drive-thru windows. So we'll talk more about that. But as I said, the phones are packed. Let's go to AJ in Kentucky. AJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight, AJ?
It's actually kind of relates to that crypto ad you guys just put on. I wanted to see what your guys' take was on the Federal Reserve as a private organization, what you guys think about that, and then also what you think the Federal Reserve should be doing and what you think they will do for the inflation that's happening right now. And then finally,
I don't know if I can handle three parts of the question. Let's take them one at a time. What was the first part? What do we think of the Federal Reserve being a private entity? Is that right? We'll just go around. There's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve. It doesn't have anything in reserves. So it is a private entity, technically speaking, but its ties to governments, not just our own, should be done away with, in my opinion.
Well, that used to be true for over a century, but there was this, in the absolute tidal wave of legislation that happened during the COVID emergency, one of the things that happened was that the Federal Reserve was actually put under the direct jurisdiction of the Treasury.
So it is now
a federal entity, and that's right, we have entered socialism. We are technically socialist in that the government controls the printing and distribution of money.
Nikki?
Well, and the whole point of the Federal Reserve was that we had silver or some sort of precious metals to back up the paper dollars that we're using. So instead of just taking my word for it, this is worth $1, there was legitimate precious metals to back up the worth of that dollar. That hasn't been so for a long time.
100 years or more?
What is the point of the Federal Reserve if they're not reserving anything?
Got it. AJ, what's the second part?
Just real quick, though, I also want to point out that it's a very common scam that the government does to pretend that something is being done privately by a company when it is, in fact, being done by government mandate.
Got it. AJ, what's the second part?
The second part is, what do you guys think the Federal Reserve should be doing about our inflation, and what do you think they will do?
I think they should be doing nothing about the inflation because they caused it. What do I think they will do? I think they will continue to print more money because there's nothing else they can do. Inflation is only going to keep going.
Ideally ceasing to exist. Short of that, they should actually stop doing their entire job, basically. And I mean, what they do right now is they set an inflation rate instead of allowing the market to determine what that inflation rate would be, so that we don't actually get the feedback of how much savings there exists to fund projects in the future. So if they would just, you know, stop doing that entirely, it would help a lot. But yeah, that's not likely to happen.
Nikki?
So I guess my answer is similar, but a little bit more simple. I think they should frig off.
I like your succinctness.
Yeah. Now, right. What will they do? None of that. They will continue to print money at the whim of Congress.
Yeah. And then, AJ, what was the third part? I don't think you ever actually said the third part.
My third part was, what are your guys' thoughts on transferring over, on crypto taking over as like a main currency, like replacing the U.S. dollar? Do you think that will ever happen, or do you think the government will completely stop that from happening because it is completely against their interest?
Oh, boy, I hope so. I hope so. The United States dollar, the USD, is operated by the Federal Reserve, is money of the government cartel, right? It's money of evil, right? Stuff like what was the, I don't know what they're calling it now, the Facebook coin used to be called Libra. That would be money for the corporations, right? So kind of a step in the right direction, but, you know, not, you know. Whereas stuff like Bitcoin Cash, Monero, you know, all these cryptocurrencies, that's money of the people. And it's going to be up to the people to make it so. And that is, take it upon yourself to get a wallet and start transacting in crypto, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, and even, you know, the Treasury Department or any of that, they're not going to help. I mean, like, will cryptocurrency replace the U.S. dollar? Well, it is literally the only hope for human civilization. Like, it's either that or a dark age the likes of which we have never seen before, and potential nuclear annihilation of the species. I mean, those are our options. And so far, the Fed's been getting in the way everywhere they can. I mean, there were a couple of exchanges in Wyoming that the Fed absolutely refuses to do its legally required paperwork to process their application for becoming banks. Mm.
I think if the U.S. does anything, it would probably look more like a digital currency, because that's kind of what they've already been talking about doing, and, you know, getting rid of cash altogether so they can track the money easily. I think as far as what we as people should be doing is using crypto. I think the free market will decide, you know, what is going to be used and what things are worth. And I think we should forget about whatever the U.S. government says and just keep doing what we're doing, using crypto and using precious metals.
Hey, AJ, thanks for the call. Great call, by the way. And thanks for listening. The Federal Reserve is an evil entity, in my opinion. It needs to go the way of the dodo. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts are coming up here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI today as the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services, demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. New Zealand's military saying Monday morning they were able to send a surveillance flight to the island of Tonga to assess the extent of damage from a huge undersea volcanic eruption over the weekend. A towering cloud of ash had prevented the military from launching any flights to the Pacific Island nation. More than 70 million people were under winter weather alerts over the weekend, and on Sunday, 2,800 flights canceled. USA Radio News. Former President Trump taking the stage Saturday night in Arizona, going after the current administration for destroying the country.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
Thousands of supporters gathering Saturday for Trump's second rally in Arizona. Since leaving office. Christopher Miller, acting Secretary of Defense during the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, met with the House committee investigating the attack, according to NBC News. The committee is issuing further subpoenas and requesting several Republican lawmakers voluntarily testify. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly negotiating a plea deal in his corruption case, saying a person involved in the talks. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. The telephone number, if you want to join the conversations tonight, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, that's myself, the captain.
Speakless Madam Mayor.
And Nikki.
And let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I just want to mention that, you know, our red light camera program.
What do you mean by program?
Well, red light cameras that they have in different cities, I think a lot of cities still do have it.
Yep.
But okay, the thing is that my point is that if it was run under a communist system, communist format, people would accept the idea of red light cameras more.
Can you tell me, Sarah? Can you tell me, Sarah, what is not communist about red light cameras currently?
Right now, well, here in New Mexico, so some proceeds will go. They profit. They capitalize on the red light camera tickets. So, in other words, Netflix. I don't know how much they make, but they get a portion of that ticket. So the whole thing, if it was under communism...
Wait, did you say Netflix gets a portion of the proceeds?
Redflix, R-E-D, they're out of Australia. But they have a satellite company in Arizona, Redflix Company.
Okay, this is the company who provides the cameras, right?
Right, they manufacture it, they run it, and they make the money.
Right.
So the,
okay,
the,
so, you know, so hang on.
Okay.
In a communist system, who would manufacture and provide the cameras?
So in other words, it doesn't matter who got the patent. It would just, the idea would belong to the state. The cameras would be owned by the state.
I mean, the cameras...
And all the tickets are belong to the state.
Well, that's currently true.
The only thing, right now,
the idea belongs to the state. They're the ones that enforce the patent law. If they decide that this is something that it is in the better interest of the state to stop giving you exclusive right to, then you stop having exclusive right to it.
But you know, here's the thing, is that the Reflex, they got a patent, I don't know how long if they got it for. The thing is, every time there's a ticket that gets issued out by their company, Vans, Speeding Vans, or Red Light Camera, they get the copyright. They get a certain proportion. And that's the part that people in New Mexico are mad about. And the company, the money is going to Arizona, Redflex Company. That's where it's based, it's out of. So the money that's generated here does not even stay in New Mexico.
And well, I was going to say, of all the complaints I've ever had, that I have ever heard about these things, the fact that some of the money went to a corporation was never on the list of complaints.
So, Sarah, if I want a chair and you happen to make chairs, in a communist society, how do I acquire one of your chairs?
Well, if you need it, you get according to your need, and there is enough to go around.
I think the real answer to that question is you don't. You don't get the chair.
That's probably.
Well, there are chairs in communist countries, believe it or not.
But,
they do have chairs.
Do they really? Wow, interesting. And somebody had to make those chairs, right? And somebody had to buy the materials to manufacture those chairs, right? And then put their labor to work to make those chairs. Are they not entitled to some compensation?
Well, the compensation is to be like everybody else. You get provided housing, food and shelter. You get the same amount of chair maker that a doctor would
get. Let me ask you this, Sarah. Why should I not sit and do nothing in a communist circumstance? Like, if I'm getting food and shelter, whether I work or not, why should I help anyone ever?
Nature to serve other people, believe it or not, and that's what makes us happy. And that's why you guys are serving. You know what I mean? You're sitting and doing this show. I mean, partly you guys do get paid, but still, it's a community service. It's in our nature to serve and help other people. And then if you grow up in a country where there's no multi-billionaire capitalists and they're idolized in TV like Paris Hilton and all these billionaires are glorified and they're worshipped, if there's no people that are like that, you think that is a normal, common place.
So, Sarah,
give of your service
Sarah,
to the community. Yes.
Sarah, under communism, in order for you to acquire goods and any kind of wealth, right, that's goods or things that are important to you to live, you do so by taking it by force from other people. Under capitalism, without the state, that is, for the first time ever, you can obtain wealth by serving your fellow man, by providing goods and services at a market price that they need, want, and desire. And all of the incentives you mention are fulfilled. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. We appreciate that. Further commentary?
Yeah, just real simple. I mean, everyone is going to do whatever thing they want to do. Like, there's going to be an absolute glut of poets and actors and artists, and no one's going to pick up the garbage. Because no one wants to pick up the garbage. Like, you have to give someone a reason to pick up garbage.
Incentive.
Yeah.
Right. Incentive, it doesn't exist under the style known as communism. I mean, incentive exists in whatever state government is in control. They have the incentive to crack the whip and make people do all sorts of things they don't want to do. That's the only incentive that exists. Whereas in a market-based society, incentive is just about what do you want? Oh, can you have it your way? You can. You know, if I wanted the chair,
you make the compromise that you have to make in order to get your life to work properly.
If I wanted to get a chair from Sarah, but I needed it to be like wider than the last chair that she made because, well, I'm a large dude, right? I couldn't get that in a free market. Whereas under communism, I'd have to just suffer with the same exact size chair.
Well, under communism, you would be starving, so you would fit in the original chair, Captain.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
a
know?
Good point.
That's true. Because everyone has an equal right to the land, regardless of whether they're any good at actually making it produce food.
All right, moving right along, let's go to David in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was more interested in that previous topic. You were talking about the fellow with the taco stand.
Yeah.
So I was looking at that county, that's Isabella County up in Michigan.
Okay.
And that's a very small county. There's only 26,000 people in that county, and according to today's statistics, they've got 12,000 cases, almost 13,000 cases. So they're basically at 50% of the whole county have had COVID, have caught it.
Okay.
They've got 174 deaths as of today. So I'm guessing that the issue is not so much that, you know, they're being unfair to that restaurant. It's more that the crisis has gotten so bad in that county that they've got to deal with something quick.
I don't understand how you arrive at that conclusion when clearly they have said that they're enforcing it's not a law.
The code.
The code. Thank you. Yeah, they're enforcing a zoning code that says that if that drive-through window hasn't been in operation continuously for X amount of years, that now it needs to conform to the new set of code instead of being grandfathered in like the restaurants around it.
Well, I see only two stories about it. And they're both based on the same, they're both written by the same guy, so I'm going to say that there's no competition in the story, right?
Are you reading the one from Reason?
Yeah, and then there's another one from a radio, it's a radio or TV station up there, but it's basically the same text. So when you
somebody else hasn't written an article about it doesn't mean there's no competition. And thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about that drive-through and the code violations and how this particular business owner in Michigan is handling all of that here on Free Talk Live. More.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
We've been doing segments in dedication to our... Well, we'll still call him a co-host here on Free Talk Live, even though the government has taken away... his freedom of speech. He's not allowed to appear on any radio, podcast, internet, interview, in any way, shape, or form. So one of our other co-hosts, Bonnie, has gone out and gotten some likes or quotes from our former co-host, known as Nobody, also formerly Rich Paul. He is one of the Crypto Six. You can find out all about the Crypto Six over at thecrypto6.com. But tonight's quote from Nobody says, "When any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. And I'm voting for abolish. What about you?" That is tonight's quote from Nobody.
Amen.
I miss that guy. He's a great host.
And I would like to point out, it's our duty. It's not just our right.
I agree.
That's a good point.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, it is easier to do nothing. I mean, it's something that Sarah will never comprehend, is that it is simply easier to not do things. So when it comes to abolishing the government because it's become tyrannical, it's not just your right, it is your obligation.
Agreed. The phones are packed, so let's get back to your calls and thoughts. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, had another wonderful experience with my New Mexican government here that I want to describe to you. But first of all, let me comment about what Nobody had said about the right to alter or abolish it. Similarly, about 7 years ago, plus or minus, I called the greatest listenership program that I thought I could get on. I called Mark Levin's program, and I publicly withdrew my consent to the United States government as prescribed in the Declaration of Independence, where they draw their just powers, and they're not exercising them justly,
okay.
But they draw their just powers from the consent of the governed. And so if every single one of us, according to the Declaration, well, not even every single one of us, just a number of us sufficient for the cause were to declare that we withdraw our consent, then that's part of abolishing and reforming a more suitable, to use the Declaration's language, a more suitable government.
David, so anyway, I do have a question. How do I withdraw consent which I never gave in the first place?
By transference, you have the power. Whether you personally gave consent in the first place or not, you have the power under law to withdraw it. But that's not what I called about, and so I don't want to use up my entire call about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to add that to what you had quoted to nobody. What I'm calling about is in the state of New Mexico in the past, you've heard me mention the patron peon system in New Mexico, which if it's well worth taking 5 or 10 minutes and searching that. There's a few good articles and papers instantly viewable online if you search patron peon system in New Mexico. And from that peon system, you get New Mexico, which is the worst. I've lived in a dozen or more states, and New Mexico is the worst of them as far as how government treats its citizens. Every New Mexican knows that New Mexico, every time there's any ranking done of the 50 states, New Mexico always ranks at the very bottom of anything good and at the very top of anything bad. And in that vein, I had cause to call my...
That's not exactly true. I mean, there are a lot of ways in which New York and California have you beat.
Well, okay. So, but that's not my point to argue. That's evidence I'm supplying. The point I'm arguing is that New Mexico bad. And so here's the episode that happened a few days ago. There, I don't want to go down the zoning argument whether there should be or not. But there's a factory within a few miles that apparently purchased a new piece of equipment that sounds basically like a jet engine running for hours on end. Too close to people that are trying to enjoy their quote-unquote right of quiet enjoyment on the property on which they pay taxes, okay? So I called my county government, which is in charge of dealing with issues like this, and here's how I was treated at my county government. So I call up and I talk to the county manager, pattern number one is they never listen to you and hear you. So I give them an instruction on how to get I give an instruction. Here is how you contact me, and I give it. I make a point of giving it like 5 or 6 times,
sure,
so that they can't mess it up. Guess what? They mess it up, and so they have a problem getting a hold of me. So that's number one. And then I call and I say, okay, there is this noise coming from over here, and I believe it falls under your jurisdiction, and I'm filing. I want to file a formal complaint about this so that you have to at least investigate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the first thing that comes to the mind of the government worker. So what is your address? And I'm like, I've already described to you multiple times, the noise is coming from about 2 miles over there,
right,
and it's so loud that it's getting to hear. Why do you want to come to my address instead of going to where the noise is coming from first? Oh, well, we have to come to your address and take a noise measurement. And I said, well, you know what? It's not just affecting me. It's affecting everybody within several miles of this place. I'm not the only one.
Well,
why
that would
don't
be
you
reasonable, be and we have a very specific bureaucratic way of doing things
in an unreasonable way.
It gets better. And so I'm trying to explain this to this worker in a firm manner like you hear right now. And so all of a sudden, this worker's manager or supervisor comes on the line, had apparently been listening to some of this, comes on the line. Oh, and guess what? She just happens to be of the same family name as my former state representative who was the Speaker of the House in the state of New Mexico. And so showing nepotism there. So she comes on the line, and she starts telling me, I don't appreciate you berating my employees. And I said, I'm not berating him. I lined out to her what I just did to you about how I'd repeatedly tried to communicate very simple things to this person, and they were somehow not getting it, and she thought that was berating. And so she goes, well, what is your name? And so I gave her my name. David Olson.
Yep.
And then she says, well, David Olson, I don't find you in our system. And I said to her immediately, I said, why are you looking me up in your system? And she says, well, so I can see what your address is so that he can come to your address and check the sound. And then so I stated to her what I just stated to you, and I immediately recognized, well, I already suspected what was going on.
Yeah.
And I said to this woman, here's the kicker. I said to this woman, I suspect retaliation. And it's not the first time. And if you or any of your workers come to my property, I will take that as retaliation and intimidation, and I will immediately file a federal civil rights lawsuit against your worker and against you and against your county manager and against your
Sure. So what happened?
The second that I asserted my right, that I suspected retaliation, which is a civil rights violation, and told her, gave her legal notice that I would be filing a federal lawsuit against her, she immediately changed her song. And here's one last thing I'll leave you with. She did this thing that New Mexicans and government do repeatedly, and she said, well, I don't appreciate you threatening me. And I said, how did I threaten you? And she said, oh, well, you threatened to file a lawsuit against me. And I said, ma'am, it's not an unlawful threat if someone threatens to do a lawful activity.
Hey, David, thanks for the call. More illustrations from David on, well, how horrible government interaction is. And I find this frustration that David obviously has, and he's an intense dude, particularly when he's lit up, right? You know, he's obviously feeling the passion about what he's talking about. I find these interactions to be almost similar whenever I interact with government, whether it's the DMV or, you know, any level of government interaction where before we actually address your concern, we must first blah, 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 bureaucracy.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't, like, at least inform these people that they were disturbing him and give them the opportunity to change their noise level himself instead of relying on goons to do his dirty work for him.
We don't know for sure that he didn't, but that would have been a good question to ask him. Perhaps the next time. 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live. Coming up, hour number three is on the way.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.